Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 7th of July. We are fucking moonwalking today. The fucking cunt is going. It's fucking magic. What an absolute fucking disgrace of a situation, though. Honestly, fuck me. I mean, you couldn't make this shit up, but I'm not in the slightest bit surprised. And I am going to say I told you so, because I did fucking tell you so. And we'll get to it in a minute. The sudden astonishment at what's going on, I don't know whether how anybody saw it playing out any fucking different. One of the problems we've got here is, and it's a massive issue, and it's becoming a bigger issue with things like social media and all of a sudden being exposed to everybody rather than just, you know, go back 15 years, you mix with your circle of friends. Occasionally you'd sound an idiot in front of them and that's it. But now people choose to put their lives out in front of everybody, me included with FTS. That one of the things that we don't like, and I've said it before, we're programmed, the human psyche, human body is programmed in certain ways. So we are programmed to run away from dangerous situations. It starts when you're a young kid. You get up, you hear a bang in the as a two-year-old, you automatically head away from the bang. You see a fire, you run away from it. But we're also programmed to not put ourselves down. We're programmed not to be self-denigrating. And that's why, obviously, when people get depressed, and depression is a massive issue. It's, you know, more and more is being thrown on that now. And I feel sorry for the sad people who go, oh, they're just wimps, they're just that. Depression is a very real thing. And it is basically going against what we're programmed to do. So people who are depressed tend to think less of themselves. We dismiss it far too early because we're programmed to think that everything is okay. And I'm good. And when you get... you know, I've been through depression. When you get something like feeling good about yourself and feeling okay and that programming, and then something makes you feel different to that, then we don't like it. And one of the things that people don't like to feel, they don't like to feel that they were duped. They don't like to feel that they're stupid, because it's a horrible feeling. To feel that you've been had over is a horrible feeling. And obviously having to admit that and admit, oh, this guy's had me over, is a horrible feeling. But I told you all, you know, this guy has had everybody over for 50 years. That's what he does. He doesn't do any different. That is exactly what he does. It is exactly what Farage does. Hate is a strong word. I hate them. I absolutely hate them. It is nothing about politics for me. People say, oh, I'm not a Labour fan. I think having a socialist government is ridiculous. It's never, ever going to happen. You know, I can't fathom that there's people who want the Conservative Party out who think the best way to do it is go far left. I just find it madness. I understand that might be your ideology. Absolutely fine to have that. I have my own ideologies, but it's never going to happen. But this guy, you know, hate, the definition of hate is feel intense dislike for. I can't think of two people genuinely I dislike more than this fucking cunt that will not move and Nigel Farage. They are absolute fucking grifters. You know, we've got overwhelming evidence in everything that they do, everything that this guy does, and any small amount of reading on him, that's what annoys me, any small amount of reading on him tells you exactly what he is fucking like. You know, when he went on Ian Hislop said it, when he went on Have I Got News For You and thrust him into the spotlight, oh, good old Boris. It's not fucking good old Boris. The bloke is a fucking horrible cunt. That is what he is. He is fucking horrible. He is a despicable individual. He's a fucking parasite. And Have I Got News For You thrust him. It basically showed how unfit for politics it was. But people voted for him. And he's going on now, 14 million people voted for me. No, they didn't. It's Trump-like. It's just narcissism. We don't have that system. What we actually have is 40 million people who didn't fucking vote for you. You know, his Uxbridge constituents voted for him. It was in an election that the Labour Party was, you know, I still don't really understand it. You know, Corbyn was never, ever, ever going to elected They just split themselves. They spend so long infighting. They're still there now that you can't get there. You are never, as I say, never, ever, ever going to get a socialist party. The country was in political paralysis. I genuinely believe a monkey could have stood at the fucking dispatch box going, get Brexit done. And that is what would have happened, that the vote would have been exactly the same. Because we were in an absolute mess, and we've been in a mess since 2016. And one of the biggest reasons we've been in a mess since 2016 is because people and every single individual, you know, we've now got all these ministers coming out, my integrity. You know, Nadeem Zahawi was asked yesterday morning on Sky News, has the Prime Minister, do you think the Prime Minister's got integrity? He went, I do. 24 hours later, he's putting in a letter saying, get out, son. The education secretary gone, and you're all to blame. Anybody who's had anything to do with voting for this guy, you are all to blame. You can't suddenly just wash your hands and go, fuck off, Gov, it wasn't me. Look at the state of him. The guy is an absolute fucking scumbag. That is what he is. And he stood, you know, I think we're seeing, you know, and I said at the time, again, people come back, I'm not a fucking staunch Remainer or staunch. I firmly believe that the majority of people just need good governance, pretty much down the middle, that looks after everybody and focuses particularly on vulnerable people. That's where we are. Not one that favours the rich and fucking ripping everybody off, and not a socialist government which just isn't going to work. Something just pretty much down the middle with some fucking common sense to it. And the most important thing, keep the NHS ticking over, get a good education system, make sure the poor aren't fucking struggling and we're not living off food banks. It's all fairly common sense to me. And if you go somewhere down the middle and get some fucking collective thinking, and I'm a great one for cross-party collective thinking, actually get fucking people discussing things rather than going the American way of, actually, we're just going to fucking go as far apart as we can and let's have a fucking fight. But we were in this state of political, you know, through Brexit, and you're all to fucking blame. You're all anybody to do with him, because the guy is a fucking absolute first-rate fucking cardboard cutout cunt. I have said it consistently. The one thing I am is consistent. I think with Brexit, we're seeing the financial damage it's doing. You know, you ask people now, oh, wait 10 years. What are you going to say then? We're seeing businesses fold. We're seeing the ridiculousness of cutting out, you know, 700 million or whatever it is, customers across the water financially because of the way we went about it. I'm not saying that we couldn't have made it a success. You've got fucking no chance now. We're seeing the trouble in Northern Ireland, which was one of my big concerns. I did say categorically they will not solve Northern Ireland, being proven absolutely right again. And you had that fucking idiot wafting round. Remember the glass of champagne when he was wafting round? If anybody says to you, you've got to fill in extra paperwork, tell them to write to me. Tell them to come to me personally. The guy didn't even understand it. He doesn't understand things. People who go around saying he's fucking clever. He is not clever. He is fucking thick as mince. Just because he can stand and recite a little bit of fucking classical literature, we can memorise that. Anybody could fucking memorise it. I know every Open champion till 1970. It's a party trick. I can reel them all off. I've just memorised them. It's not a fucking skill. It's just something I've memorised. It's understanding. He doesn't get the fucking basics. You know, but we don't want to feel duped. When we get one of those emails from the Nigerians, you know, I look at it and go, how the fuck do people fall for it? But they do fall for it. The reason those emails exist is because people do fall for it. I like to think of myself as fairly sensible and not a fucking idiot, so I don't fall for it. But I feel sorry for the people who do. There are people who fall for it. And one of the reasons is it's because they're being given what they want. They're being given the promise of money. Give me some money and I'll have it. This guy's just said, I can fucking have a grifter idea. I can have a right old grift. What even this going on right now is all part of a grift for his memoirs and things. How exciting and dramatical can he make them and get a bit more money out of them? The guy's a fucking grifter. Everything out of it for himself. But I look at those emails. I feel sorry for people that you've been duped. You've been duped now. And it's really hard to fucking understand it and own up to it. I understand that. But you have. And it's... The way we vote is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The Electoral College in America is ridiculous, the way we vote. And this relying on decency is gone. We need massive, massive electoral reform and parliamentary reform for the way they all act. The expenses, the way they live their lives, the double jobs. It all needs absolutely sorting out, because this guy's just come in and absolutely exploited it. And he is torn through democratic institutions with "the rules don't apply to me" from having his drinks, and people go, "Well, other people had drinks." He's the fucking Prime Minister. Set the fucking examples. Do things right. People throwing up in fucking Parliament while we're in the middle of a pandemic, throwing up in Downing Street. It's a fucking joke. And anybody trying to wash their hands of this fucking idiot now, you are going to fucking get it, because he is an absolute fucking bellend, and I hope he fucks off for good, keeps fucking off, and when he gets to the gate that says fuck off, he fucks off some more. He is fucking horrific. I don't know where we're going to go from here, because we're still in a fucking mess. He hasn't got, he's got the big, I mean, we got my goddaughter's staying with us this week, so I'm doing the school run. That's a lot of fucking fun, I tell you. So I took the old, I took her to school this morning, got the radio on. There's one of his supporters come on. One of his supporters said, exact words out of his mouth, "The pound's at the strongest it's ever been." We deal with fucking idiots. There's got to be some tests for letting these fucking cunts vote. What is going on? The pound is the strongest it's ever been. They were the words out of his mouth. The reason we're all paying so much more for petrol is because the fucking pound is so weak against the dollar, and oil is bought in dollars. It's fucking basics. But people don't want to be called idiots, don't they? They're calling me an idiot. Hardly fucking anyone who voted in that Brexit fucking referendum understood what they were voting for. That is an absolute fact. The guy standing up, who is fucking became Prime Minister on the back of all that, didn't fucking have a clue himself. Absolutely fucking clue. And people don't like to hear it. It's the fucking facts. And what you should learn from it is fucking read more and educate your fucking selves about what we're fucking doing. Because we voted on something mostly on fucking false promises, bad for the economy, and fucking racism. That's what it was voted on, and people don't want to hear it, and it just became a movement. I don't know why. I have no fucking idea, and I genuinely, as I go back to listen to the pods, I said at the time, I had no real skin in the game. Well, I said categorically, two of the fucking main protagonists of it, this cunt and the other cunt Farage, are fucking grifters, and they've grifted everybody. They're going to continue grifting people, and you've got a fucking choice to make today. Fucking fall for it, or fucking educate yourselves, because it's fucking simple. This is a fucking monumental, narcissistic fucking cunt, and it wasn't going to go anyway else. He is desperate to fucking look at me, and pull down the whole institution of democracy. And you only need to look at things like the fucking liaison committee yesterday. There's footage up, or when he was asked a question of some policy, he cannot answer. All he does is bluster. Blah, 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 blah. And he's done it for fucking 30, 40 years. I don't know how anybody looks and goes, that's the man we wanted. Other than he was giving them what they wanted. And we need to all get a little bit less selfish, a little bit less selfish, and look at a bit more what is the good for the majority, for all, and how can we help people who are fucking worse off than ourselves. And if we all just stepped back and did that a little bit more, and read up on it a little bit more, and educated ourselves a little bit more, we would all be better off. That's the bit you don't realise. We'd all fucking benefit, rather than just looking at, oh, that's what, he's done it for me, and he's the boy for me, and I love him. I've yet to see anybody, and I've invited people on this podcast, defend fucking him properly, defend what's going on with Brexit properly. Come on, do it. Fucking come on and do it. Let's have it all out. Let's meet up in a pub in London. Get some fucking video cameras if you like. We'll have a live YouTube show and do it. Fucking if. But if what you've got is, he got the big calls, right? Have some fucking facts behind him, because the guy got fuck all right. Absolutely fuck all. There were some hard-working fucking civil servants, NHS bosses, frontline workers who were fucking making things right. He got fuck all right. Absolutely fuck all. He is a fucking narcissistic cunt, and fucking good riddance. I can't go on. I've got some fucking work to do. I'm busy. But fuck off, you fucking bald-headed, fucking blonde, bald-headed, blonde-headed. That's me, the bald-headed one. Fuck off, you blonde-headed fucking cunt, and never, ever, ever fucking come back. And if you get the fucking opportunity, get that other frog-faced fucker and take him with you.